This is Danny Fink with the ASTD Greater Philadelphia Chapter, and I'm sitting down with Jeff Wolliner. Jeff is a senior chapter coach for ASTD chapters ranging among 26 states in the eastern United States. And Jeff is a seasoned training and development professional and joined the ASTD National Group. How long ago, Jeff, was it?
About a year and a half ago.
A year and a half ago. And you've traveled all 26 states?
I've traveled all 50 states, but 26 in the course of my tenure at ASTD.
So Jeff tonight gave us a presentation. He presented the State of the Training Industry. Or the official title of the report was what?
Yeah, State of the Industry Report.
State of the Industry Report, which ASTD publishes annually, giving...
That's correct. It gives benchmarking data amongst consolidated corporations ranging 5,000 different companies, small, medium, large size. It also includes our best award winners, which are the premier companies in terms of training expenditures and commitment to training, and also folks that are involved in our BMF, we call it the Benchmarking Forum, which are a consortium of leaders throughout the training industry.
So it's a best of the best report as well as an aggregate report.
Exactly right, Dave.
So how much money are companies spending on training these days? Were you able to give figures like that?
We gave the figure. It was $137 billion in 2008 they spent on training, broken down about $80 billion in-house and $50-plus billion in terms of external consultants.
So companies are spending money on training.
Companies are spending quite a bit of money on training.
We all have seen changes in the economy. What is the change in spending that companies have been making?
Well, companies have cut like everybody else has cut. Nobody's budgets have remained unaffected throughout this economic time. That said, training cuts have not been nearly as deep as they were during the previous tech recession in 2000 through 2003, and that speaks to the impact the training world has had on the real financial decision makers within our companies.
Where are companies spending their training money, inside or outside, or is it a combination? Where is that going?
It's a combination of both, but what we're seeing right now is a real proliferation of e-learning amongst many companies. There's a lot more expenditures going toward e-learning, and a lot more expenditures going toward folks that are training in-house, so we're seeing more of a movement toward internal training.
So internal training is where the trend is up. Anything else that's trending in a positive way?
Yeah, a lot of people that have been interviewed no longer believe that the economy is in a sliding stage. They believe that it's stabilized right now, that their training budgets and goals are going to remain fairly static throughout the rest of the year, which, considering where we were from September through about February, is a very positive sign.
How about as far as improvement? Is anybody saying things will improve, and when will that happen?
Again, we're starting to see some green shoots, to use the terms of the financial analysts out there, and I think a lot of the people in training are seeing some green shoots too. We heard it at the presentation tonight. So we're seeing some new positions opening up right now. People realized that they've cut a little bit too deep, and now they're looking to open up some positions again, and they're looking. Another green shoot that we've really seen are the proliferation of local trainers. Because travel budgets have been cut back, a lot of local trainers are seeing their businesses pick up quite considerably.
Okay, so in one area there's a challenge, but in another area there's opportunities.
That's right.
What sectors seem to be showing the most optimism?
That's an excellent question. Government, if you want to consider government a sector, it's growing quite considerably. But even beyond government, we're seeing healthcare grow quite considerably. The demand for healthcare trainers is really through the roof these days and is continuing to grow. So those who have a focus and a concentration in healthcare training are going to find jobs aplenty and very well-paying jobs at that.
What roles do certification and compliance have on the optimistic aspect of training going forward?
Well, like anything else, there's always a silver lining in every dark cloud, and in this time, a lot of people have gone for their CPLP certification and really distinguished themselves in this market. A lot of employers are taking notice of the CPLP. We're starting to see some initial returns on that. A lot of people are really starting to move forward with their careers due to their CPLP, so we're really seeing a very positive movement in that direction.
Now, CPLC, briefly tell us what that is.
The CPLP is, it's an acronym for Certified Professional in Learning and Performance. It's essentially the workplace learning and performance is equivalent of the CPA or the CFA.
How many folks have that certification?
About 800 nationally right now, so it's a pretty elite designation. It's a very difficult test. There's a work product submission section of it, and then there's an actual multiple choice test, so there's two very critical components of it. It takes quite a bit of time and financial dedication, but those who find themselves on the other end of it and who have passed really have seen their careers take off.
Thanks for explaining the CPLC. Now, Jeff, pulling back, make some sense of all this. What does these trends you've been describing in training leave the internal training professional or training manager or director versus outside consultants who traditionally supply training and it's purchased by those internal people?
they're both seeing a lot of opportunity right now, I would say. The internals, again, a lot of people are spending money on their folks being trained internally because they can't send them far and wide to be trained. So they're really making that reinvestment locally. On the same token, that's benefiting a lot of folks who are external consultants. Now, why, if somebody lives in Denver, their client base in Los Angeles and Chicago might have dried up a bit, but now people in Denver are looking for trainers and they otherwise would not have looked to some of their local talent. The people in Denver were bringing in people from New York, Chicago, and LA. So now a lot of the people who are in their localities are really starting to build those relationships that otherwise would not have existed. So there's certainly a lot of opportunity on both ends.
What disturbing data might be revealed by this year's report versus other reports?
Well, I would just say that people don't really see a tremendous move in a positive direction over the next 6 months. I think right now is really kind of, you know, the lesser of all evils, and people look at stability as a positive sign. And while considering where we were 6 months ago, stability is a very positive sign, we're not really seeing that, you know, gung-ho optimism that things are going to really take off in the next 6 months to a year.
So we've hit bottom, and we're figuring out how to climb out, but we think we'll get out.
Exactly.
What's the most promising data overall that you see from the report?
Again, that the sense of free fall is no longer in existence right now. And I think when people are looking to really plan their years, looking at staffing needs, looking at training needs, if they no longer believe that the free fall scenario is in play, then they're going to start going along with business the way they were 2, 3, 5, 10 years ago. They're going to set up a plan, and they're going to follow through with that plan, absent a state of panic. So people will actually be able to accomplish quite a bit.
Well, thanks, Jeff Wallner, for coming to visit us tonight and sitting down with us right now. And thanks for your great presentation earlier. This is Dave Fink from the ASTD Greater Philadelphia Chapter. Thanks, everybody, for listening.